without me. Now there's just one thing, the only thing I wanna do. Mm-hmm. I wanna love somebody like you. Yeah, I wanna feel the sunshine shining down on me and you. When you put your arms two steps back, I couldn't walk a straight line, even if I wanted to. I wanna love somebody like you. Whoa, here we go now. Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I wanna love somebody like you. I'm ready to love somebody.
And turn it up. You're listening to the best in country on New Country. She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas.
Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it.
Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know. Something's telling me Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
The Casey Clark Show.
Baby, all I need is
New Country 93.5.
This world don't like the rambling kind. Life inside the lines. Don't go past that trespass sign. Fear ain't good at letting loose, like heavy chains around your boots. Worrying's a waste of your time. So love to your breathless and live kind of reckless. When the world puts up fences, bust down the gate. 'Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't. They polish up that kryptonite. Pretty soon you'll wonder why you can't fly. So rattle the cages and rewrite the pages. Freedom's contagious. Yeah, it's truth. 'Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't. Can't tie an anchor to a freight train. And you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done.
It's New Country, 93.5. You're at the restaurant. You're there with your kids. They're middle littles or upper littles. And or maybe they're little littles, too.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And the table beside you starts, you know, using language that's not appropriate for little ears, perhaps.
Do you say anything? Ooh, or do you just give your kids an iPad and put your headphones
on?
Here
you
go. That's
July.
It.
I don't care.
Problem solved.
Here you go. What do you do coming up?
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Google Home app and add a routine. Let New Country wake you up every morning on your smart speaker. And you won't even have to ask. New Country 93.5.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't over her, the word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near it, but you didn't hear it from me. Say you heard it from my buddies or the bartender. That I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me. But my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. If the song I hear's about her, no, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't overheard the word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near it, but you didn't hear it from me.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. Well, here's the scenario. If you just rolled in, you're at a restaurant. I'm sure it's happened to you once or twice. And you're with little littles, middle littles, and a couple of tables, if not right beside you, use foul language. Do you say anything?
Yeah. And, I mean, I think some people, if they decide to say something, wouldn't necessarily, you know, tap those guys on the shoulder and be like, hey, there's kids here, blah, blah. You might just say something out loud. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, got
it. I was at an event recently where, maybe my friends were getting a little too rowdy.
Yeah.
And some lady behind us, she just kind of shouted to everyone, passive aggressively, you know, there's kids at this event. Like, just said it out into the ether, right? So that's maybe another way of handling it.
I mean, then there's one side of me that says, hey, it's not my kids. Like, I didn't bring your kids here.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
Right.
This is how
take it or leave it.
This is how I talk. I'm not doing anything illegal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, this is the way I speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can understand that you don't like the way I speak, and you have that right.
Absolutely.
But why am I going to speak differently just because you don't like it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you decided to bring your kids here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know it's a social place, and we have rules. Yeah, we have. But if I'm not breaking any of them, and you just don't like the way I speak.
Yes.
Like, that's tough.
Yeah, and I hate to say this because I don't have children, so I feel like I don't have a right to say this, but it is a teaching moment, too. You can just use it as an opportunity to be like, hey, kids, I know what they're saying is pretty inappropriate, but this is an opportunity to let you know that that's not how we talk, or they can talk like that because they're adults, and
that's
okay.
Yeah.
It's a teaching moment.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. And again, unless there's a posted policy of no foul language will be tolerated, then yeah. And if that's the case, then go get your server.
Hey,
listen, next door to us, you want to turn down the volume? You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
No, sir, I do not know what you're saying.
Can you be a little clearer, sir?
Yeah. Right? So, I mean, there's a part of me, though, that Ken says that. I don't know if it's your right.
Right. Just let sleeping dogs fly.
And I don't want to introduce another topic, but it's something different when I'm at the beach and you're smoking.
Oh, boy.
I don't even want to talk about that yet.
Okay. We won't.
I don't want to talk about that yet. Okay. Not yet, Mike. Okay. So, Mike, do you say something at the restaurant?
I have said stuff in the past. And, you know, it just depends on how escalated you want it to get. But, yeah, I've said stuff in the past. Hey, you know, like, there's little kids around. Maybe keep the volume down a little bit or language. Choose your better words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Has it always worked out for you?
Sometimes it's better off just to mind your own business.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you found that out the hard way, perhaps?
No, but I've come to... You know, I've been close to fisticuffs over, you know, saying my piece on stupid stuff like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Dear me.
Mike, you're the best. We appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, guys. You have a great day.
Thanks, you as well, Mike. Thanks. See ya.
Take care.
Bye.
Looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive, and if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of mine. Never love to find I'm damn near down to my last down. I'm pretty good at breaking down a heart, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it. Someone to turn back the hands on my new AP.
the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it back. But I ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy. But I ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy. But I ain't got a guy for that.
Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow has been butting into everybody's business all over Toronto. I mean, nobody's complaining. She has a way of brightening your day with her moolah.
Kathy, you are caller 9.
Yay! That's awesome.
Josh, tell me, what are you going to do with $500 in your bank account?
Oh, I'm going to pay some bills.
I think I would treat my husband and I to a nice dinner.
Incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So happy.
Don't miss your chance to corral some cash. When you hear the Interrupting Cash Cow stampede over one of your favorite songs, call 416-872-2935, and you could be our next $500 winner.
Yay!
You don't even have to tip her for her efforts. Honestly, don't do it. She hates cow tippers. Head to newcountry935.com to find out what song she's grazing towards next. The Interrupting Cash Cow, New Country 93.5.
The no annual fee PC MasterCard gets you at least 1% back in points on every purchase. With unlimited earning potential and no catches, get rewarded on all the things that make you, you. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
I came back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
SportChek's big brand sale is on now. Take 20 to 40% off the top brands in sport, including Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Cobra Golf, Wilson, and more. Sale ends April 23rd. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details. Some exclusions may apply.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law, online at lostjob.ca.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
DJ Booster coming at you live with warmer weather, longer days, and dropping two new Booster mixes for April from Booster Juice. Pucker up, party people! The Sexy Berry Booster Mixer features raspberry and lemon in perfect harmony. Then turn it all the way up with Mango Manger Booster Mixer with delicious mango and pineapple notes.
Mix it up with the new Booster Mixers at Booster Juice. Canadian born, blending since 1999. Download the Booster Rewards app and order one today.
Make time to dream. Make time for thrills and make time for amazing at Lexus on the Park with a luxurious selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and with special rates and great offers to make your dream ride come true. We'll even buy your trade. Any make, any model. It may be worth more than you think. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Big Easter deals are on at No Frills until April 16th. This week, get selected varieties of Green Giant frozen vegetables for only $2.75. Fill your basket at prices that won't be beat. No frills. Proudly Canadian. See flyer for details. Let's go.
Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for the night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life. Yeah.
Country 93.5. So unscientifically now, if you just rolled into the show, it looks like the majority of us would say something at a restaurant if the table beside us was using profanity.
Does it make me seem like a chicken? Because I would never say anything.
On behalf of chickens everywhere, we apologize for using your presence and your term, you're labeled in a derogatory form.
I don't think I would ever have the gall to stand up to someone and tell them to stop talking.
I'm split between this a little bit. I'm split because I think, you know, if you're not breaking the law, how am I going to impose my law on
you?
Right.
Why are you so entitled?
Yeah. Right. But at the same time, I do have kids, and maybe common sense kind of rears its ugly head here. I don't know. So that's all coming up.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. I'll talk full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Thanks for listening to the Casey Clark Show.
Thank you.
New Country.
93.5.
You were made to shine under southern stars, pure as mountain rain. You're the love song pouring out of this guitar, sweeter than sugar cane. You got my heart wrapped up like it's down in a holler, covered in kudzu vines. When the night feels right, I'm gonna come a-calling. I'm gonna make you mine. Your hallelujah Sunday.
stars in my arms tonight. I can feel the beating of your heart. I'm gonna make you mine.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. Well, we're so happy that you're hanging out with us. And it's a situation that I'm sure has happened to almost every one of us, whether you have kids or not. But in this certain situation, it's if you have kids and you're at a restaurant and the table behind you, in front of you, whatever, is using foul language, do you say anything?
Yeah, or do you just kind of go about your business? Do you kind of use it as a teaching moment?
Yeah.
Like, hey, they're talking like that because they're adults and we're in a public space, we're in a shared space, so everybody's free to talk about what they want.
Elaine texts in, it's just not for kids. I don't like being around people that are using language like that.
Yeah.
I get it. And then this is the adult in me that comes out. It's like, I might not like it personally, but is it, am I infringing on now your personal choice?
Right.
Because I personally won't talk like that, but that doesn't mean that if you want to talk like that, and if it's not illegal, why should I be telling you how to act the same way that you would be telling me how to act?
Right. And another teaching moment is sometimes when you're out in public, you don't always have the best time. Like, say if you're at a restaurant. Besides, you know, people swearing around you, maybe your food's not that good. Maybe the service sucks.
Right,
like,
right.
There's other factors that can make your outing just not perfect all the time. And that's also a teachable moment.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point. Yeah. Cause you can't control everything.
That's exactly it. When you're in public, oh my gosh, no.
So you got to roll with a few things. So would you say anything to the table? I don't think I would.
I would never.
Would I say something to the server? Perhaps I would, depending on the level of profanity and loudness and volume and stuff.
I think I'd do a face. Like, and if they looked over, I'd maybe like grit my teeth, you know?
Would you,
like, give them a look like, hey guys, but I would never say anything.
Would you flick your smoke at them? Is that what you do?
If I had a cigarette in my hand,
is that what
sure.
you're going to do? Get their attention?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
What year is it?
I don't know.
I'm flicking a smoke at a restaurant. Okay.
Don't even. And listen, I didn't want to start talking about restaurants and don't get me started with, you know, beaches. Beaches is a sore spot for me. Nicole, what do you think about all this?
Well, I got a pretty good example. It wasn't a restaurant, but it was a beach. And I know you didn't want to get into that yet, but it's funny. You segued right into it. I work in a school, so I have summers off. And all my kids' friends' parents work, so I tend to take them to the beach and do fun stuff with them all the time. But I don't like going to really crowded beaches because you find all of these people, you know, screaming profanities and being rude and obnoxious, and I've got middle littles. And I took them to the beach last year, and I found a really nice secluded beach. There was not very many people there, so the kids were running around having a good time. And this group of young ladies came and sat down about 5 feet away from us, and this is a massive beach, massive. And they were so obnoxious and rude, and when I asked them to mind their manners, they called me Karen. Oh my goodness. And now my 12-year-old son likes to call me Karen.
Oh, no.
Oh, that had a lasting effect.
Oh no.
Gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you
but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
Spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
From the hottest country artists to country's fastest rising stars, it's time to kick up your summer at Canada's largest music and camping festival, Boots and Hearts 2025.
August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek.
We'll have a...
Featuring Sam Hunt, Hardy, Bailey Zimmerman, Daughtry,
and tons more.
Single-day tickets, full weekend passes, and tent and RV camping passes now on sale. Boots and Hearts 2025.
August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek.
For tickets and full lineup, visit bootsandhearts.com.
Hi, I'm Sean O'Brien, President and CEO of Reliance Home Comfort. Did you know that over 1.3 million homeowners call on Reliance for their water heater needs? With over 140,000 five-star Google reviews and over 60 years of experience, you could say we're water heater experts. Switch to Reliance today. We'll give you up to $1,000 when you rent a new water heater, plus standard installation is included for all your hot water needs.
Call on Reliance.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Walking on a Cloud presents Proudly Canadian, Perfectly Comfortable, featuring Lori Vella.
Canadians know the value of quality and comfort. At Walking on a Cloud, we carry top brands like Birkenstock, New Balance, Blundstone, Clarks, and Ryker, because the perfect pair of shoes makes all the difference. Find footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned, and operated since 1959.
Walking on a Cloud.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley sofas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Sometimes the destination is as important as the journey. Book the best hotels around the world and save at Viaggio.com. With thousands of hotels to choose from, Viaggio.com is the new booking engine that saves you money. Your next vacation is just a click away. Venice, Paris, Las Vegas, Cancun. Where do you want to go? Viaggio. Viaggio. Viaggio.com.
Zero. That is the only number you need to remember when thinking Can-Am Off-Road ATV or side-by-side. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. If you're looking for the best deal of the season, then look no further than a Can-Am model. Right now, enjoy financing as low as 0% for up to 60 months or savings of up to $3,000 off a new Can-Am Off-Road model. The choice is yours. So what are you waiting for? Come on down and see us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville and reserve yours today.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone, just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby, or workandwear.ca.
Real Canadian Superstore is bringing Easter savings to your table. From April 16th to 20th, rib roast is only $7.88 a pound. For a feast that feels fancy without the fancy price tag, head to Real Canadian Superstore for more ways to save on products prepared in Canada. Conditions apply. See Fly for details.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Go to Point S if your car sounds like this. No stress with Point S. Go to Point S. If your tires sound like this. And to help you drive stress-free, get free installation when you buy four selected Pirelli tires. Offer valid until April 27th. In-store only. Details at point-s.ca. No stress with Point S.
Order up for Damien.
Hey, how did your doctor's appointment go, by the way? Did you ask about Rybelsus?
Actually, I'm seeing my doctor later today.
Did you say Rybelsus? My dad's been talking about Rybelsus.
Rybelsus? Really?
Yeah, he says it's a pill that...
That's right. Did you know it's also covered by most private insurance plans?
Well, I'll definitely be asking my doctor if Rybelsus is right for me.
Rybelsus. Ask your doctor or visit Rybelsus.ca.
Order up for Rybelsus.
If I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand. And I don't know what to say by the time I fold my hands. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh, my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Who the hell am I to expect the same?
Hey, thanks for listening to New Country 93.5.
I got an old half pack of black Pall Malls. I can smoke now, won't get no shade at all. I got half a mind to give you a call, but I ain't chasing after you.
There's a little more room in my chest of yours. I got a fist-sized mark in my bedroom door. I got half a mind to probably pour to cover up this old tattoo.
I got a hole in my heart, damn near the size of Texas, and I think you left it. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy
guess it'll be there till I move.
I got them words you said still ringing out. I love you, babe, but it's too late now. I got memories walking around this house that just won't turn to loose. I got a hole in my heart, damn near the size of Texas, and I think you love it. I got a picture of you and me circling 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after you.
New Country 93.5.
Sasha's info.
Scientists have figured out the perfect way to wake yourself up in the morning so you feel refreshed and you're not like jarred out of bed.
Yeah.
But it'll cost you some money. I'll tell you what you can start saving for coming up. 31% of people say their garage, you know, as we're all tackling spring cleaning and everything, their garage is at least half filled with clutter, which is, I mean, that's kind of what your garage is for. I know, like, really it's to put your vehicle, but that's also where you store things. And 9% of people say that their garage is so full that they cannot park in it.
Yeah.
And you would be almost in line with that.
Yeah, I can park my wife's vehicle in if I really wanted to, I could. And we used to park our SUV in there every winter. But my truck's too big.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
I think that's part of it is your vehicles are just massive.
I can't put it in there. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yes. As someone who has been in your garage, though, you do have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff in there and, I need to,
It's organized. It's all labeled. There's shelves.
Drives me nuts.
Drives you nuts.
Drives me nuts.
So when will you get rid of it?
When I'm allowed to.
Okay. Good.
We're in negotiations right now.
I see. That's going to take years, isn't
it? I think it's going to.
Okay. So this might help you wake up a little bit better in the morning. Researchers in Japan found this will help you feel less groggy. The idea is to open your curtains 20 minutes before your alarm goes off. Mm-hmm. So basically, why it's going to cost you money is you would need to set up some sort of a system.
Some timer
where your curtains would come up, and then that way the sun would just gradually come into your rooms.
Maybe hire somebody to come over?
Or that, you know what? That's probably actually the cheaper option.
Yeah.
That's very old school. Like, remember when people used to, not of our time,
right,
but like knock on your windows to wake you up in the morning?
No, I don't remember that.
That's what? Very like 1910s, I think.
Knock on your windows?
Yeah, they were window knockers or something.
Really?
I'll do some more research on that. But it's sort of that idea.
Right.
Like, you want to have your alarm go off, and then by then, this lovely beam of sun is just slowly drifting into your room, and that's the best way to wake up.
I'm thinking these people from Japan have never lived in Canada during the winter, because there's no sun getting up when you get up.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
there's,
totally.
Sun doesn't rise until 10 a.m.
Hey, maybe that just means that we should all just stay in bed longer?
Till 10 a.m.
I like that.
Perhaps.
That's a great solution, actually. That's your info dump.
I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama. He didn't buy, I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Just shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy.
Turn it up.
It's crystal clear, he ain't your darling. I think you already know. Love takes two to two-step, and he don't want a do-si-do. If forever's on your wanted poster, then he's just a waste of time. Should you stay or should you leave, girl? You don't have to ask me twice. I'll tell you right, right like the wind. Get so far gone, there ain't no back again. It's what you need to hear, so it's what I'm gonna say. If you want my cowboy advice, I'd tell you right away.
5 is Luke Combs.
It's New Country 93.5. Here is another dilemma that will check your moral compass. You're at a crowded restaurant, totally booked. You got to go to the restroom, but all the restrooms are taken except for the disabled restroom, the all accessible restroom?
I think it's one of those things where you really have to look at, number one, no pun intended, how bad do you really have to go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's part of it.
And if somebody's coming out of that restroom that is designed to use it,
mm-hmm.
and they see you going in,
yeah. Ugh.
Are you doing it then too? Or are you taking a little walk around?
Yikes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's coming up.
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted. That can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world today.